Well, today is Sunday, January 10th, and I want to do a quick update on what's being characterized as a new variant that was identified in four travelers who had traveled from Brazil to Japan. These sequences just became available this morning. And it's probably worthwhile to back up a little bit over the two variants that are fairly well known. The one from the UK, which is also known as B.1.1.7, and the one from South Africa, which is most commonly known as 501.V2. And the reason it's called 501.V2 is because it does have a receptor binding domain change at position 501, which changes the N to a Y. And the reason it's called .2 is that same mutation is present in the UK strain. And so they both have some things that are in common. They both have a considerable number of changes in the spike protein, which includes three deleted amino acids. The deleted amino acids are in the same general area. It's called the N-terminal domain, and that's at the amino end of the spike protein. In the case of the UK, they have two at position 69 and 70 and another one at position 145. In the case of the South African, there are three in a row at positions, I think around 235 or so. And it's three in a row. So they're in the same general area. One's between 69 and 145, and the other ones in the 200s, three in a row. They also have another deletion in another gene called NSB6, and in that case, the deletion is identical. So they have the identical deletion in that gene. But then they have differences. The South African version has two receptor binding domain changes. One's at position 417, and the other is at position 484. The one at 484 is concerning because there is evidence that indicate that is an escape mutation that avoids the vaccine. And it's not clear that that particular mutation is being avoided, that Pfizer announced that they had tested 16 different receptor binding domain changes, and the vaccine recognized all of those. However, they did not test the one at 484, which is the one that is most concerning. Now, the variant that was identified today, or at least the sequence was released today, and there were several reports that came out today characterizing it as a new variant. It has some of the same features as the other two variants, but some of the features are so similar that it really looks more like it's the South African variant that has undergone some recombination and changed some of the spike protein. But the key mutations match South Africa. So it does also have the N501Y, and it has the same two receptor binding domain changes as South Africa at 417 and 484. So in that respect, it really is identical to the South African strain. In addition, it also has that same deletion in the NSB6, so it is exactly the same in that position, in that gene. What it doesn't have is the three deletions in the spike gene, but that looks like that's due to recombination. So this N-terminal domain does not have three deletions, but that does have several mutations that are the same general area. And so it has a lot of mutations, doesn't have a deletion. Those multiple mutations probably serve the same purpose. And further upstream, it does have a mutation that is also the same as the South African strain. So what are the characteristics of both the South Africa and the UK variants is that they quickly became dominant in their host country, both in the UK as well as South Africa. That particular variant outcompeted everything else there and took over those two countries, that they went to almost exclusively that variant was the only thing that was circulating. Now, both variants have been exported, and they're in multiple countries. In the U.S., there's quite a few of the U.K. variant. There isn't any reported yet in the U.S., although one was just reported in Alberta, Canada, which is nearby. And that the status of that in Brazil is unclear. That there are no reported cases of the South African variant in Brazil. And the only examples of this new variant, which has the receptor binding domain changes and the NSB6 changes that exactly matches South Africa, is in these four travelers. And it appears that they were all the same family. They have consecutive numbers on the names of the samples they had. And eventually, three out of the four were symptomatic. The male in his 40s was having breathing difficulties. The female in her 30s had a fever and headache. The teenager, the male teenager had a fever, and the female teenager was asymptomatic, but she might just be trailing the other ones by a little bit. So they're all symptomatic. They're all related to each other. And this is the only example of this virus. Since they came from Brazil, the virus that infected them is likely circulating in Brazil. But at this time, it doesn't appear to be widespread because there is some surveillance ongoing in Brazil. It's not that robust. They have identified four of the UK variant in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And they do have quite a few isolates that do have the one receptor binding domain change at 484, which is the one that's resistant, or is probably an escape mutation. It is widespread, but it doesn't have the other changes. So it does have that one receptor binding domain change. So the one in Brazil, in one sense, you could say it's new. In another sense, you could say it's just the South African with a loss of the three deletions in the spike protein and replacing that by a series of four or five individual mutations, which might functionally be similar to the deletion, since the deletion is not specific. It's at a specific site. It's basically in this N-terminal domain. And like I say, UK has 2 plus 1. South Africa has 3 in a row. And this new version doesn't have any. So in one sense, you could call it a new variant. In another sense, you could say it's really South Africa because the key changes are identical. The two receptor binding domain changes that are in South Africa, in addition to the 501, which is also in the receptor binding domain. But that is identical in both the UK and South Africa. So now that's in all three of them, which is likely the reason that the virus grows to higher level. So it was certainly fall in the category of being likely to be concerning. It's not clear how easily it spread and became dominant in Brazil. And so how widespread it is in Brazil, and whether it's an indication that there is South Africa variant in Brazil, which is likely, and it's known that there's UK, and it's known that the surveillance isn't very good. So it does, in one sense, show how the virus can continue to evolve. In the other sense, this does have a lot in common with the South African variant, and whether it's technically a new variant or a modification, which may not really make a whole lot of difference between that and the South African one, is unclear because its frequency in Brazil is unknown at this time.